Maryland men's basketball just started its season with a 68-53 win over Mount St. Mary's. I'm Emmett Siegel here with Andrew Chodas at Xfinity Center, where the game just happened. Welcome back to the Testudo Talk podcast, and we're going to do an instant reaction episode from Maryland's season opener. The basketball team is 1-0 after this win. What was your biggest takeaway from what we saw on the court tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously it was an imperfect start to the season. A lot of new faces. I think even Kevin Willard himself mentioned a lot of adjusting, a lot of new lineups. But I think for me, the number one takeaway was the play of Deshaun Harris-Smith. He was phenomenal, especially towards the end of the first half where
he was the catalyst of a, I think it was a 7 or 8-0 run. He had two blocks in that, or two takeaways in that span, 5 points. But he looked really comfortable all game long. Finished with 12 points. He was a plus 22, led the team in that category. So a really solid performance from the freshman. So I think that was my biggest takeaway for sure.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you. The play of Deshaun Harris-Smith was something that we were all very excited to see for the first time at the collegiate level. We know what kind of player he was in high school, what kind of recruit he was, and all the hype he was getting in the preseason from Willard, from his teammates, from even the national media, from a lot of people picking up on how special of a player he could be. It's just one game of what we expect to be a long season from him, but really impressive. Like you said, that end of the first half run was probably the most impressive stretch any one player had tonight.
Yeah.
He really kind of took over the game. It also coincided, which was really good to see, with Jameer Young on the bench and him taking primary ball handling roles. He was very comfortable. He said in the post-game press conference, he was very comfortable playing in that role, expects to be in that role a lot more. Mm-hmm. I expected when Jahari Long came in to maybe for him to take that responsibility over, but Deshaun Harris-Smith as a freshman, being able to step into that role and succeed there was really, really good to see. Julian Reese also really impressed today. He led all players in points and rebounds. I think he had 18 and 8. It's what you expect from him. Yeah. Kevin Willard said in the post-game press conference that Julian Reese is one of the best players in college basketball. We still have to see a little bit more maybe before we can fully agree with that statement. But Julian Reese is certainly one of the best players on this team, and looks like one of the best forwards in the Big Ten, at least from what we've seen.
Yeah, and I think the only concern I think you might have is that he did get into foul trouble a little bit. I think he had to exit the game midway through the second half, had four personal fouls. But again, it was a good first half performance by the Terps. They extended their bench a lot, which Willard mentioned he would do in the first 10 minutes. I think it was 9 or 10 players.
It was 10 players in the first 6 minutes.
So 10 players in the first 6 minutes saw the floor. We saw a bunch of different lineups. We saw a lineup at one point with Dante Scott, Callum Swanson-Roger, and Matty Traore. So they saw lines with big lineups, and saw some small lineups where you had three guards at the same. We saw Jordan Geronimo start, which I thought was pretty intriguing to see. Obviously, a really versatile player. I know you expected him to start. I wasn't necessarily sure of that, but we saw a lot of Terps today, a lot of different rotations. And again, I think, you know, it wasn't the most perfect game. It was the second half was played fairly evenly, but a lot of learning curves. And I think it's encouraging to see so many players see the floor in a bunch of different areas.
Yeah, and also very important, you know, you leave this game with a win, and we take that for granted, you know, knowing that it's a bye game against Mount St. Mary's. It's a team you expect to beat. But, you know, like we saw with Michigan State, I was going to put Louisville in there, but I don't think they're at the point where they can take any game for granted. But point being that you can't take any wins for granted, and to start your season with a win is an accomplishment within itself. Mm-hmm. And for Maryland to do that tonight, even though it was against a lesser opponent, is really impressive. And also to leave healthy, which for a second we were concerned about. Deshaun Harris-Smith early in the second half went down holding his leg. I saw a lot of surrender cobras in the student section. A lot of people really worried about what it was. And it turned out to be nothing more than a cramp, which was very good to see.
He made fun of himself in the
He did. He said that the student managers were clowning him for maybe being a little bit dramatic, but he was able to get back in the game. So it didn't turn out to be anything, which was a good sight to see. I thought we saw, like you said, from Jordan Geronimo. I want to talk about him for a second. Jordan Geronimo, we saw him start, and we saw the reason why that was the case. We saw the reason why he was garnering a lot of attention and a lot of hype from Kevin Willard. He showed off the athleticism. He only took one shot, which was something that Willard said they're going to try and involve him a little bit more in the offense moving forward. But defensively, you saw early in the game, he tipped a shot. His wingspan is very long. He was able to disrupt other shots, even if he didn't touch the ball. He was able to generate steals, generate stops, able to guard 1 through 5. Jordan Geronimo, I'm not sure he's necessarily going to be, you know, the X factor of this team, but certainly looks like an important player and the kind of player that Kevin Willard can really rely on moving forward to do the job that you need him to do, whatever it may be.
Yeah, and I think especially on the defensive end, as well. He showed off, you know, he could defend guards. He could defend in the front court. I think that, you know, his versatility definitely showed off a lot. Matty Traore's athleticism also, I think, popped out to me, especially in the first half for a guy is he 6'11" or 7 feet?
I think he's just a tad under 7 feet, but he's up there.
The way he was able to move was really impressive to me. So I think Maryland's athleticism definitely showed off to me.
Yeah, and in the 3-point shooting, another thing, problem. You know, yeah, a problem that we saw last year. Yeah. You know, this team was one of the worst 3-point shooting teams really in the country, especially of teams at its caliber last year.
And they lost to two of their best shooters.
You lose some guys that, you know, Ian Martinez, who came off the bench and was a good spark. And then Don Carey was kind of brought in to be a spot up shooter, and towards the end of the year really found his groove. You saw Jamie Kaiser. He hit a three, looked pretty confident out there. Another freshman that was in that mix to potentially start. Geronimo ended up taking his spot. You saw Noah Batchelor take a couple threes. Dante Scott made one as well. I can't think of everyone that made them off the top of my head. You have the stat sheet right here. But while I'm saying that, you know, it's something that is probably going to be a problem for this team moving forward. I don't think there's an immediate fix to it, but it's also one of those things that maybe they find their groove. Maybe they settle in a little bit more offensively, scheme-wise. Maybe you can get some more opening shots, some open shots, I should say. And you know, maybe guys like Kaiser can get more minutes. Maybe Batchelor starts to find his groove a little bit. We know what kind of shooter he can be. We just haven't really seen it at the college level. But certainly something I'm keeping an eye on, and something that, if I'm being totally honest, I expect to be something that, I don't say hold this team back, but potentially be something to worry about moving forward.
Yeah, and like you said, it's only game one, but obviously last year the offensive struggles kind of plagued the Terps, especially early on in the season. Tonight they finished 3-for-16 from deep. Dante Scott, Jahari Long, and Kaiser.
Jahari Long, that's right. That was a nice assist from Deshaun Harris-Smith. Now that I think about it, he drove to the hoop, kicked it out nice to the left corner, and Jahari drilled it.
Yeah, but a lot of things, I don't know if to worry about, but to keep an eye on offensively. 17-for-25 from the line. Julian Reese kind of continued his struggles. He went 2-of-7 from the line. They lost the turnover battle against Mount St. Mary's, which shouldn't happen, but first game of the season, again, a lot of new faces. So offensively, a lot of things to work on. Defensively, encouraging.
It's what you expect from a Kevin Willard team, especially earlier in the season. You see the defensive intensity. They're pressing from the jump. They're generating steals. They're contesting every shot. It's what you expect from a Kevin Willard coach team, and what his track record shows. The offensive struggles, unfortunately, I hate to say it, are kind of also in that same vein of something that's kind of hindered some of his teams over the years. Once again, earlier in the season, you expect defense to be a little bit ahead of offense. But it was a game that you expected Maryland under Kevin Willard to play somewhat low scoring. They go on a field goal drought there to end the game, but they had built up enough of a lead to win it. Kind of just what I expected, to be honest, a comfortable but not completely dominant win where the defense is ahead of the offense, and you started to see some shine from some of the guys down the roster.
Yeah, no, it was comfortable for the most part. The victory, I in the last 10 minutes of the second half, Maryland went without a field goal for, I think it was 7 minutes. The lead was down to 12 or 11 points. But like you said, the defensive intensity kind of stays throughout, and they were able to weather that, a little bit of that storm, if you will, from Mount St. Mary's, and they built up a big enough lead in the first half to pull out the victory.
Yeah, and a name we haven't mentioned is Jameer Young,
forgot about him.
Who wasn't, which is hard to, because, you know, he's probably the best player on this team. He was decent. You know, he was Jameer Young, right? He was running the pick and roll with Julian Reese, and, you know, Reese, they were giving him the ball maybe a little bit more than they will in some other situations, because Mount St. Mary's lacks the size of some of their opponents that they'll face later in the year. But Jameer was all right. You know, he was good, as you expect, played a good game. His 3-point shooting, as has been the case with him, you know, really over the course of his career, wasn't great. But overall, you know, overall solid performance from him. I don't think you can take much. There's enough of an evidence out there on him that you can't really overreact too much to Jameer Young's performance. And then the other guy that I want to talk about, not to cut you off, is Dante Scott, who perhaps was took fewer shots than I felt like maybe he did last year. It felt like he was a little bit of an afterthought, which is kind of the vibe I got this offseason, which is weird. He's a fifth-year player. He's coming back. He's been a crucial part of this program for four seasons before this, and it kind of felt like he was a little bit of an afterthought tonight.
Yeah, but then in the second half, Willard kind of left him in there to kind of lead on both sides of the floor. He finished with 35 minutes, led the team in that category. But yeah, he had 0 points
At the end of the first half, he was the first shot of the game. Was a you know, Dante Scott triple. We've seen a lot of those in the past few years, and then he kind of was a defensive presence for the most part in the first half, and then kind of started to find his rhythm a little bit as the game went on. Finished with 9 points, and he was really important down the stretch, kind of in that closer role. I know you mentioned that you posed that question to Willard, I think, in the press conference. Was that you or about being a closer?
I don't think that was me, but someone did pose that question. Yeah, so it's good to see. Like we said, first game. That's the disclaimer of this game, is that this is the first game of the season of a 31 game regular season.
And I think we're taking some stuff away from this game. I think we'll be able to take a lot more away from the Asheville Championship. You face two. Well, Davidson is a pretty good basketball team, and then
good program.
And then whether either Clemson or UAB in the second game. So obviously the caliber of competition goes up a little bit. It's your first away from home test. So I think we'll be able to take away a lot more from those two games.
Yeah, and this weekend's going to be a busy weekend of Maryland athletics. Ooh. Especially here. We got the Asheville tournament with the men's basketball team on Friday and Sunday, and then you've got a football game at Nebraska on Saturday, which we will be previewing later in the week.
Women at South Carolina.
Women basketball playing at South Carolina. So yeah, and field hockey as well in the NCAA tournament. Really exciting.
A lot happening.
Really, really exciting weekend coming for Maryland athletics. Anything you want to say before we go?
No, I think Maryland, they got the job done. We saw another Big Ten team like Michigan State unable to do that. So you start the season off 1-0. A lot to work on, but you move on, and Friday will be an important test for the Terps.
Yep. Saw what you needed to see tonight. I think that's the best way that we could describe it. Thank you all for listening so much. We will be back later in the week previewing the football game against Nebraska, and then we will be talking about the Asheville tournament and everything after that. Thank everyone for listening, and we will see you later in the week.